Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Coming up on the ground level, I had the pleasure of interviewing former Sheriff Richard Mack. He's the head of the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, out of the state of Arizona. And he's very concerned of Washington's House Bill 1399. So we're going to go over some good info, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the ground level. I'm your host, Sean. I've got a very exciting guest with me here today. Before we dive into that, please follow us at rumble.com and the ground level. You can also catch us at Spotify and Apple and basically everywhere you get your podcast. Again, I have a very exciting guest here with me today. His name is Sheriff Richard Mack. He is a former sheriff from Arizona, from the state of Arizona. He's the head of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and we're going to go over some of the things that are happening here currently in Washington State. Thank you so much, Richard Mack, for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me, and I do want to make it clear, the title of sheriff has stayed with me almost now 30 years, but I'm not a current sheriff. I was a sheriff in Southeast Arizona, Graham County, for 8 years in the 90s, and during that time, I did something really crazy. I admit it was crazy. My wife even endorsed it, which was even crazier. I sued the Clinton administration and took it all the way to the United States Supreme Court and won. And thank God that six other sheriffs joined me in that lawsuit. Sheriff Prince and I from Montana ended up at the Supreme Court in December of 1996. And we actually beat the Clintons at the U.S. Supreme Court. And I live to tell about it. And there's been miracles all over this thing. And I just praise the good Lord that we were able to do that. And that is the reason why I'm with you now, is because that happened. But as you alluded to, we got some real problems in Washington State.
Yes, we do. You know, and you're probably familiar with, you know, House Bill 1399, what's on the docket at the moment. We, you know, I having living in Washington State my entire life, and this constant, you know, progressive move that they do to just constantly dismantle our rights. It's like to the far left, the Constitution is just a barrier in their way to try to navigate around, instead of understanding that that's the principle in which we live under. And if you know, before we get into Washington State thing, could you tell me what just a little bit about that lawsuit where you won against the Clintons?
Oh yeah, yeah, good question. It was the Brady Bill, and okay. The Brady Bill was the biggest movement by Bill Clinton and his administration. And it was the biggest thing that they did during his first term as president. And it was a gun control law, and it required the sheriffs of the country to enforce it for the federal government without any negotiation, without any funding. And quite frankly, the president of the United States and Congress cannot tell your sheriff what to do. It's correct. A jurisdictional thing. They have their lane of traffic, and we have our lane of traffic. And just because they violate the Constitution and go outside their authority does not mean that we have a responsibility in any way to go along. That's the problem with corrupt government in this country right now. And so, especially in the state of Washington, it's so corrupt. We said no. And we were threatened. The Brady Bill threatens to arrest us if we fail to comply. That's God honest truth. If you want to see a review of the case, in fact, everyone in this country should have this in their pocket, should have this in their home and car, and be ready to pass this around to other local officials. This is a highlighted review of the case. It's the most powerful 10th Amendment decision. It's the most powerful state sovereignty decision in the history of our country. And so get this. You get three of these for $5. It's very, very inexpensive. So go to cspoa.org. C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, CSPOA.org and buy bunches of these and pass them around because it's truly a miracle. And so a few of us sheriffs, I started the whole thing and I said, one, you cannot tell me what to do. And we filed it on the 10th Amendment because that is where they do not have the authority to do whatever they want. They only have a limited, discrete and enumerated powers. And Scalia, who wrote the decision for this case, actually reiterated that in the case. And so if the states and the counties go along with the federal government when they're outside their authority, then they're going to keep doing what they're doing. Just like during COVID, over 500 sheriffs said, no, we will not go along with this. And it should have been a lot more. There's 3,086 sheriffs in our country. And all the sheriffs should have said, no, we're not doing that. It's not even a law. It's not legislated.
Correct.
Mandates are what dictators give us, and we're not going along. So anyway, it was the Brady Bill, and it was gun control, and it was a violation of our rights as sheriffs, and we won big time on that, and we actually believe that we saved the Second Amendment. I would love to see Washington State and other states, instead of becoming sanctuaries for illegal immigrants, which is against the law, providing aiding and abetting illegal immigrants and criminals is against the law. So why can't we start a movement of having a Bill of Rights sanctuary where we're actually focusing on the civil rights guaranteed in the Bill of Rights? How about let's try that for a while?
I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, you know, my father-in-law he was in the sheriff's office. He did 23 years, the Lewis County in Washington State. And I remember, you know, years and years and years ago when I was becoming more informed and about how our system works, you know, when you're young and dumb and kind of, oh, wow, I wasn't aware of that. And I remember asking him a quick question about, like, you know, the sheriff's office because it's so different from the, you know, your local city police. I said, who do you answer to? Who's the sheriff's boss? And his first right out the mouth, he said, the people. And I loved that. I went, that's exactly the way it should be. And so now this 1399, and you know, you're probably familiar with, it seems like the radical left is always good at mastering words and changing definitions. For example, you know, now this is a modern approach to policing. It drives me crazy when they do this stuff, but it really is taking the power away from the people yet again, because this is what they want while they chant no kings. But they want to take that power away and give it to the bureaucrats in Olympia. And it's just the hypocrisy is so disgusting in this state. And remind me, from what I understand, when I found out, you know, we know a few of the same people, and I found out you're going to be attending that rally in Puyallup, Washington, correct, on the 9th?
Yes. The APOA, American Police Officer Alliance, and CSPOA, and a few other organizations are sponsoring that event. But we're doing it for the sheriffs, and the sheriffs really want people involved. The sheriffs that are being attacked by the Attorney General of the state of Washington, by the governor, by
Ferguson,
the legislature. Yep. And you mentioned the legislation that's pending, 1399, I believe, right?
1399? Correct, House Bill 1399, yep.
Yeah, and they're trying to, they've already started a movement in King County to appoint the sheriff instead of electing by, for, and of the people. Abraham Lincoln said the last line of the Gettysburg Address. It seems like both parties really honor and appreciate the work done by President Lincoln. His movement was to do this. What the whole purpose of the Gettysburg Address and his stance for freedom was that government by the people, of the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Well, that's exactly what the state of Washington is trying to do. Get rid of government by, for, and of the people. And they're getting rid of the sheriff, and the sheriffs are just doing their jobs. And they're literally being attacked for trying to get rid of the terrorists, cartels, and gangs, and human traffickers, and sexual exploitation of children. All those people have infiltrated America. They have infiltrated Washington State. The fraudsters that we allowed into our country are in Washington doing the same damn thing that's happening in Minnesota and Ohio and probably just about every state in the union. And instead of trying to work to get those people out with the sheriffs, they're actually attacking the sheriffs, suing the sheriffs, and trying to get them to where they're not elected anymore. That they are, and they're stealing. That is stealing the stewardship of the people of Washington State.
You just took the words right out of my mouth.
But we're coming there to try to solve that.
Yeah, and that's like I said, you took that right out of the words perfectly out of my mouth. It's a blatant disregard for the people. You know, having grown up here in this state my entire life and watching this just get continual with the extended taxes that just don't seem to stop no matter what.
Well, they have to pay for all that fraud. Who's going to pay for all that fraud?
Isn't that incredible? And it's amazing. They're always two or three steps ahead. You know, that Minnesota as a classic example, the media gets ahead of that. Oh, that guy didn't know what he was doing. There's no fraud. This is just racist. And I'm so exhausted with it. And we knew now there's parts of Washington, specifically like Federal Way in Kent, Washington, where there are, you know, I have no problem with immigration. I imagine you don't as well, as long as it's a legal process.
I wish it was easier for people to come here lawfully.
100%.
I really do. Immigration is absolutely vital.
And it's a mess right now in our country, but there are areas in those King counties where you know, you've always had an eyebrow raised, like what's going on? It looks like Somalia has moved into some of these areas in these different counties. But so it doesn't surprise me. And we do have some local journalists. They're doing exactly what I believe his name was Nick Shirley, that was going around to the daycares and all that kind of thing. So it's really interesting
to come
to
Washington State and do the same thing. But
oh man,
before we people call for it, I want to make sure that you and your father are invited to this event.
We'll be there actually. Yeah, there's going to be quite a few of us, me and some family members and friends that are going to be attending that.
Please come, and you would be invited to attend the press conference, being that you're a podcaster.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun.
Please come to that, yeah, and invite your dad and anybody else to come watch that press conference. I would imagine it's going to last about an hour and a half, 2 hours. I think it's going to get pretty exciting.
Well, and I wanted to ask you too, if the 1399, which does not surprise me if that does pass. I mean, every one of these things, there's so many things that are non-constitutional that pass in our state all the time because of our governor who used to be, you know, he was the previous attorney general. He knows how to play the game and navigate through lawsuits. If 1399 does pass, can I presume there's going to be a lawsuit against it?
I'm sure there will be. I just don't know who would be doing it. You know, maybe the Sheriff's Association of Washington, or maybe just some Sheriffs United, because there's some pretty horrible sheriffs in Washington because they're of the woke type. They're the Democrat hardcore woke people. But I think most of the sheriffs are good, honest American people, and they would do the right thing. And we would love to help with that. I don't know if our association has any standing in Washington State to actually be the plaintiff, but we certainly will be pushing that. Yes.
Well, and if I know that your time is valuable, and if you just got a couple more minutes, in your opinion, from what you've been seeing over the past 5-10 years, I mean, just the turmoil, the nonstop, especially with Trump's presidency, there's just this nonstop, no matter what he does, to just go after him. Even if it's a positive thing to our country, right. Do you see from your side of the field, do you see any kind of like light at the end of the tunnel that maybe true pushback is occurring and maybe things could start turning around for this generation?
Well, the light at the end of the tunnel would happen if a staunch constitutional candidate takes Trump's place in 3 years. The other one, I guess the sooner one would be if they can maintain control of the House and Senate in the midterm. I don't anticipate that will happen. And for some crazy reason, people have already forgotten who it is that brought all these people, all these criminals, the gangs, the cartels, the international terrorists who have now set up shop in America. All these people involved in the fraud in Ohio and Minnesota and across the country, stealing taxpayer dollars to the tune of billions and billions. By the time we're done, it's going to be in the trillions. And these people were invited in and actually brought in by the Democrat extremists who brought these people in so they could get registered to vote. That was the only benefit to the Democrat Party, is to get them on the voter list so that they could have a monopoly of a political power across this
Absolutely.
Country.
Absolutely.
That is treason, and it's criminal, and we should be going after those people. Pam Bondi should be going after the people that brought those illegal immigrants in and then have got them on there. This is the greatest election fraud in the history of our country.
Do you think that, you know, we keep, as we've seen recently, I'd say over the past year, with we're going to get him. We keep hearing this, and it sometimes feels like it's lip service, but you said it perfectly about Pam Bondi. Do you think that at the end of the day, within the next 3 years before Trump's gone, potentially, or is this just being hopeful that maybe we'll see some cuffs and some real arrest for those treasonous acts?
I hope so. It's the number one crime committed in America, except for sexual exploitation of children and human trafficking. And they've started to do some of that, but there's been good sheriffs, especially in Florida, that have been going after that. And the sheriffs should unite in this country. This would be so powerful if the sheriffs would unite and stand together in righteous indignation to stop all this attack on the sheriff's employee, the people of the United States. And the sheriff answers only to the people because he is constitutionally elected. And so we've got to make this happen, and we've got to get Sheriffs United to work with Pam Bondi and Tom Homan and the president to make this a safer country. Folks, you've got to understand that during the 4 years of the Biden administration, millions and millions of enemies to America set up shop here, and they are still being supported by the Democrat Party.
Yeah, it's really a sad time right now in our country, especially if you love your country as much as I do. Sheriff Richard Mack, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. I will be down there on, I believe it's January 9th in Puyallup, yes. Washington. Look forward
to
meeting you.
Starts at 1 o'clock on January 9th at the Experience Church. It's all on our website. Just go to our website. You'll see the banner there. You'll see the flyer. And everybody's welcome. I don't care where you're from, but especially people of Washington. Washingtonians, let's go. Let's get busy and let's stand for freedom. That's what we're doing. So it's, again, Friday, 1 o'clock is the press conference. Everybody's welcome. And then the public rally at 6, where General Flynn will be at the press conference, and he'll be speaking at the rally that night, again, at Experience Church in Puyallup.
How cool. Well, thank you so much again, sir. Look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to shaking your hand, Sean. Thanks.
Thanks, sir. Thank you again for listening to The Ground Level. That was a great interview we just recently did. Again, you'll see the information in the show notes. Again, continue to follow us at rumble.com and The Ground Level, and basically everywhere you get your podcasts.